let's move on to the Sunday Colors, our final shadow.
Have a rare burst of clarity, so I walk to the park. Most days I don't show my husk until long after dark. A mother's child approaches me while I'm sitting at the bench. He points at my skin and he asks the only question no one ever does. Let the wolves come tumbling out the back of the van, sniffing out their traces on the desert plain. Paper fortress rises maybe somewhere in Kansas, where the air is dust and the city streets have no name.
So I noticed right off that there's some really squeaky pick sounds or string scrapes that you initially hear, and that they kind of detract initially, but when that second rhythm guitar comes in a little bit later, it adds quite a lot, and I think it sounds really good. I'm like so happy that he's doing multi-track recordings, and the three-part harmony on the chorus is really nice. Like, it starts a little bit awkwardly, but then it settles in, and it's really good. I like that a lot. This is the most epic Sunday Colors song yet, so I think it's great for that. You know, and then there's this bit with there's a lead acoustic line that comes in that I think is maybe slightly out of tune, so he's got some things to work on, but overall this is sort of the most epic Sunday Colors song yet, and I really liked it for that. I thought the ending stanzas were really good, like there's even more instruments that come in, and oh my god, is that percussion? Is there like some sort of timpani or something? Some sort of drum at the 4-minute mark? Kind of blew me away a little bit. Yeah, and I can't wait to hear him even get more comfortable with, you know, recording in Audacity and doing multi-track recordings, because he has an amazing, amazing ear for songwriting, writing great lyrics and strong melodies. He is going to be amazing.
Yeah, like I was talking about with you before, I regret ranking Sunday Colors so low last time because his lyrics are so good. And not just his lyrics, but his melodies too.
Yeah.
And that should, you know, push him up there more. But, you know, I'm not going to kick myself too hard over it, because even if I ranked him as my top choice, he still would have been kicked out. I kind of did the math. So, you know, he still would have been eliminated no matter where I'd put him. But I still feel like... but again, I feel that way about pretty much everybody in the bottom four. But anyhow, this song is good, but it's not my favorite Sunday Colors song. The lyrics are fantastic. I don't know specifically what they're about, though, and I think that they are about something specific. I'm just not putting it together. Do you know? Do you have any ideas?
I spent all of my wiki whole energy on Grumpy Mike.
Okay. Well, because it seems also like a bit tragic-ish, but not really. Like, there's some deformity or something maybe this person is going through.
Yeah, it seemed better at the end of the story. Like, you know, he was well-paid or something at the end, but, you know, he was surrounded by nurses and stuff.
Yeah, and by the end, you mean the beginning.
Yes.
It's so hard to talk about these. But yeah, great melodies. As always, great lyrics. This was great. I was really happy to hear it. I wish I knew what it was about, though. Maybe I'll go on the boards to see if anything else was posted. But yeah, lovely song.